In Iran, hijabs are burning. Over the past few days, we have seen these scenes of massive crowds of women protesting in the street, marching, chanting, yelling at police, and breaking the laws around their hair.
Women are taking off their hijab, burning their hijab, cutting their hair, doing all these, again, small acts that have really big meaning. Others are speaking out against the government, specifically yelling death to the dictator, which is a reference to the supreme leader.
Miriam Berger is a foreign affairs reporter for The Post. She has been covering these protests, which started after the death of Mahsa Amini. Amini was a 22-year-old woman who died after she was taken into police custody for allegedly violating the country's strict dress codes.
It really just ignited a lot of anger in Iran that had, you know, been long simmering and also had already been displayed in what has been weeks-long, smaller-scale protests by women against wearing the hijab, the headscarf, which is compulsory for women there. And so this really was ignited in part by all these long-standing grievances, unemployment, inflation, and also what women had been doing in the streets in recent weeks.
As protests intensify, the government is cracking down. Now the question is, what happens next? Today, how the death of Mahsa Amini is sparking protests and putting the world's focus on Iranians' anger and frustration with their ultra-conservative leaders. So, Miriam, tell me more about what exactly sparked these protests.
So, a 22-year-old named Mahsa Amini from western Iran, the Kurdistan province, was in Tehran early last week and, according to reports, was detained by the so-called morality police as she was exiting the metro station, who can, you know, patrol and arrest women who are not in compliance with Iran's very strict dress code.
And what is that dress code? Like, what are women supposed to be wearing in Iran?
So women are supposed to have their head covered, you know, completely in what's generally called a hijab. There's lots of different forms and names for different kinds of way women can dress in compliance with these codes, but they also should have sort of long dresses, but in general, covered up. And Iran's also a really stylish place, so, you know, people do have their own ways for pushing the boundaries. So you will see a lot of people having just a little bit of their hair covered, though that technically is not in compliance with the rules. And, you know, people find their own ways to sort of still express their individuality within these very, very strict rules and what, you know, how they can be in public.